New South Wales' first female Premier, Christina Keneally, will be sworn in today after Nathan Rees was ousted in a leadership ballot last night. Ms Keneally will spend her first day in the top job trying to unite a party divided by factional disputes. She's the fourth New South Wales Premier in as many years. Ms Keneally is promising a new beginning for the Labor Party and denies she's a puppet for factional warriors. At least 18 people have been killed in a suicide blast in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Three Somali government ministers attending a university graduation were among those killed. Witnesses say the attack appeared to target the government officials. It's believed a male suicide bomber dressed as a woman detonated the bomb. And consumer watchdog Choice says the National Australia Bank's decision to keep interest rates lower than Westpac is a sign banks are prepared to inject competition back into the industry. NAB increased rates in line with the Reserve Bank by 25 basis points in an effort to poach customers from Westpac, which has pushed its rates up by 45 basis points. I'll be back with more news later, or you can log on to our website anytime. It's abc.net.au/news.